Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're beginning the second parak of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Mishnayis Aleph and Beis. So the Mishnah is going to talk about Eidos for Kiddush HaKodesh. In order to be Mekabel Eidos for Kiddush HaKodesh, you need to know that the people are Kosher Eidim and trustworthy Eidim. So Me'in Makirina, so if Beis doesn't know who these guys are, two people show up and they say that they have Eidos, but I don't know if they're Shomer Shabbos, I don't know if they're Ganavim. So Meshalchen Acher Imo Laha'idu. They should send another pair of witnesses who the Dayanim in Yerushalayim are familiar with, to testify about these other guys and say, yeah, we know them, we vouch for them, and we know that they're Kasher Eidim. Why can't you just assume everybody has a cheskas kashrus and therefore assume that they're kasher eidim? Because barishona hayim mekablin eidus hakodesh mikol adam. They used to do that. They used to just accept the testimony from whoever it may be, because everybody has a cheskas kashrus. But mishakilku laminin hiskinu shelo yu mekablin ela min hamakirin. But however, once the minim, the baitusim, or the people who are tzedukim, who were only observant of Torah shebichsav and not Torah shebal, and they tried to undermine everything that the Chachamim were doing, so once they started getting involved in the process in order to fool the Beis Din, so and they would false falsely testify about the Chodesh, so the Chachamim had to institute that you can only accept testimony from people that we know to be legitimate Eidim, and we do not rely on Cheskas Kashrus, meaning but there's basically a very major Reusa on that Cheskas Kashrus. So yes, every Jew has a Cheskas Kashrus, but there's a gigantic reyusa on that cheskas kashrus, and that reyusa, of course, is that they can't trust these people, that there are so many people that are out to undermine the entire system. Now, we said that the shluchim were sent out to Beis Din to let people know when Rosh Chodesh was declared, but that's not how they used to publicize things. They didn't always send out shluchim. We're going to talk about what they used to do in the next few Mishnayos. So Barishona, Hayim Masiyin Masuos. Originally, they would light torches on mountaintops so that people from far away could see as an indication that it was Rosh Chodesh. But Mishakilkul HaKutim, once the Kutim started, again, getting involved in trying to undermine the entire process, so Kutim would go on mountaintops and light torches at times when Beis Din did not declare Rosh Chodesh, and it would confuse everybody. So we had to send out actual messengers to deliver the message on behalf of the Beis Din, and they would carry a shtar from the Beis Din that would verify their authenticity. Otherwise, the Baitusim and the Tzedukim and the Kutim could have sent out their own messengers, but they had some sort of verification process to verify the authenticity of the shluchim. So to review what we learned today, Mishnah Aleph said that if Beis Din does not know who these people are that are testifying about the new moon, we have to have other people who Beis Din is familiar with testify about the veracity and the kashrus of the set of Eidim. And it used to be you could just trust whoever came because they have a cheskas kashrus, but the minim caused all sorts of problems, so they couldn't rely on that cheskas kashrus anymore. And in Mishnah Beis, we said they used to inform everybody about Kiddush HaChodesh by lighting torches on mountaintops. But once again, there were people that were trying to undermine the process, and they would light torches on top of mountaintops, so they had to instead send out shluchim with a way to verify that they are in fact shluchei Beis Din. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Beis, Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet.